The Navy's Court of Inquiry into why a U.S. submarine sank a Japanese fishing boat last month has ended in dramatic fashion. Yesterday, the USS Greenville's commanding officer, Scott Waddell, unexpectedly took the stand in his own defense. The surprise move occurred despite the fact that the Navy denied Waddell's request for a testimonial immunity, which his lawyer had previously said was necessary for the commander to take the stand. 9 people died in the accident. From Pearl Harbor, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
The moment was worthy of Perry Mason, as the Court of Inquiry was about to wrap up without hearing from the man at the heart of this tragic incident. His attorney, Charles Gittin, stood up and said, "At this time, we call Commander Scott B. Waddell to provide testimony under oath." A murmuring could be heard among the spectators, who included the families of several of the accident's victims. This was the moment they'd been waiting for. Before Captain Waddell took the stand, he was informed of his rights and the charges against him. He declined to have those charges read in private, so they were heard for the first time in open court. The court's counsel read them off. Dereliction of duty, placing his vessel in a hazardous situation, and the most serious charge, negligent homicide. The 41-year-old Waddell then took the stand, still looking like the confident commander who until last month seemed destined to become a star in the U.S. Navy. He began with a statement that expressed both deep sorrow and a certain degree of defiance to the Navy officials who will determine his fate. "I accept full responsibility and accountability for the actions of the crew of the USS Greenville on 9 February 2001," said Waddell. "I will live," he said, "with the horrible consequences of my decisions and actions that resulted in the loss of the Ehime Maru and 9 of its crew, instructors, and students." But Waddell also said he understands the accident has had serious implications for U.S.-Japanese relations. He said he had sought immunity to preserve his rights, quote, "in the event the international and political environment dictated that I be sacrificed to an unwarranted court-martial." He admitted he had made one or more mistakes on that day, but he said those mistakes were honest and well-intentioned. With that, Waddell opened himself up to questioning from the 3 admirals who head the Court of Inquiry, 3 men who have demonstrated throughout this proceeding that they feel the buck on a U.S. Navy ship stops with the captain. The admirals were not gentle with Commander Waddell, and at times flatly said they didn't believe his answers. They wanted to know why he repeatedly violated both his own standing orders and certain Navy guidelines on the February 9th cruise. The court has already heard that the short trip was solely designed to show off the sub to 16 civilian visitors. Waddell admitted that he took the sub to its maximum test depth, which is a Navy secret. He even said he gave the visitors little bottles of water taken from that depth as souvenirs. Vice Admiral John Nathman, the court's president, could barely contain his anger. He said one conclusion was that Waddell was giving the civilians, quote, "an e-ticket ride at Disneyland on a submarine." But most important, Waddell denied the clear supposition of the court after 2.5 weeks of testimony. Previous witnesses have portrayed Waddell as rushing through the safety measures that preceded an emergency surfacing drill. That drill brought the Greenville up underneath the Ehime Maru. Over and over, Waddell denied that he felt any particular rush to get back to Pearl Harbor by a specific time. He did admit, however, that he gave the officer in charge of the sub an unrealistically short time in which to raise the Greenville to periscope depth prior to the accident. That time is normally used by a sub to check for surface ships. If he hadn't given his subordinate what he called an artificial time limit, Waddell said, quote, "we wouldn't be sitting here today having this conversation." In his summation, Waddell's attorney sought to lay some of the blame for the accident on the commander's subordinates, one of whom failed to notify Waddell of a ship nearby. Attorney Gittin said Waddell did his level best that day. He may have fallen short, said the lawyer, but it wasn't criminal. That will be an important distinction as the 3 admirals decide whether to recommend a court-martial in this case. Their decision is not expected for several weeks. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Pearl Harbor.